come on a walk with me, Don.
I don't care for walking, Yael, and don't tell me about the importance of exercise. I stretch every day, and I even lift a few weights here and there. I get plenty of exercise.
Stretching and toning are certainly important, but their benefits are different from that of aerobic exercise. And I have some news for you. Aerobic exercise isn't just beneficial to your heart. It also sharpens your mind.
Haven't you heard the phrase, dumb jock? Physical fitness and mental fitness don't go together. In fact, I'm probably smarter because I don't get much aerobic exercise.
I don't think so, Don. I'll tell you one thing, though. You don't have to be a jock to enjoy the brain benefits of aerobic exercise. Moderate aerobic exercise is plenty. Several studies involving older adults demonstrated that simply walking a mile or so three times a week increases blood flow in the brain and strengthens connections between neurons, resulting in improved mental performance on tasks requiring attention. One of the studies divided a group of seniors into two different six-month exercise courses, one course consisting of aerobic exercise, the other consisting of stretching and toning. Again, we're not talking about marathon training here. The aerobic training course gradually built its participants up to walking 45 minutes at a moderate pace three times a week. At the end of the course, the people who completed the aerobic training showed significant improvements in attention-related mental tasks. The stretching and toning group showed little improvement. Hey, what are you doing?
Putting on my walking shoes.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Julie Stout in psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.